Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Greg Grunberg from Heroes, and I know what you're thinking. Stardish Radio couldn't be better. It could be if I was on the show every single day. But yes, I, like you, love this show. You're listening, you're calling in, you're blogging in, you're on the computer. It's Stardish Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Stardish Radio. Today is October 16, 2009, Friday night, and I hope all is well with everyone. I want to go in a couple of dates. October 20th, 2009, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, the lovely Miss Yvonne Sabato, who is the mother of Antonio Sabato Jr., from the show My Antonio on VH1 will be joining me, and we'll be talking about the season finale coming up on VH1 of his reality show. Then also, I don't know if anybody else has seen this on the news, Eric Martinez, who is the CEO of Paramus Entertainment, and he's been on the show before, he is going to be doing a celebrity boxing match with rapper DMX. He will be coming by on the 28th of October to talk about that. Then we have some stuff in the works for November. I'm not really going to give too much away because dates are not finalized yet. So just bear with me, and I'll let you know as soon as I find out what's going on. I hope everybody's been keeping up with Castle. As you know, my guest tonight is Ruben Santiago Hudson, who plays Captain Roy Montgomery. So he should be with us in a few minutes, and we'll get to talk to him. And I want to let everybody know that you can still go to the Stardish Radio group page, fan page rather, on Facebook and join that so you get all the ins and outs of what's going on with the show. Also, in soap news, I don't know if everybody has heard this, but All My Children has brought back Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos for a two-episode stint that will be airing in January, which will coincide with the 40th anniversary of the show. So that will be a delight to see. A lot of people have always wanted Haley and Mateo to come back, and it seems as if we are going to get our wish as far as that goes. So that's the casting news on that. Let me see. What else do we have going on in the news casting-wise? We know that Aidan Turner has been let go from All My Children. Brianne Moncrief, they have recast Colby. I don't have the young lady's name yet, but there will be a new Colby showing up on screen. So don't be surprised when you see that. Not sure when she's going to air, but it will. We're going to take a quick break. Let me see what's going on with our guest, and I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
The gift of gab, I used to get my wealth. Here in my Delph, sort of feeling myself. Grab her wrist from my agua, take a sip. God bless you, miss. Now I slowed you down. Hear this. Making moves, half a grand in my hand. I'm the man. Imagine me front of microphone stand. Feeling my beat off the jump. Let you know it's me. Mr. Making Love is more than just hands and feet. Drive me crazy with your molecules. Let me know. Make the move. I'll move off of you. I play the track. You can sway off my groove. I hear she wanna do what lovers do. Yes.
Walk through Central Park West, tearing face on the upper west.
time, I probably get at you. I ain't deaf, I ain't stressed, I ain't blessed. Body, voice, and the rest. I embody the choice to choose the best. From the cess that I pass to the breast that I kiss. And you the best I've seen all day. Head to toe, I mean it always. You my next. And the things I wanna say, you won't get it in the text. So I have to say it after sex. In the midst of dripping sweat, I listen to your lips wet. Speak. Make your mind leak when your body's weak.
Guys, thanks for bearing with me during that technical difficulty. Let's get started with the show. You may not recognize his name on site, but it's a good bet you will know his face. His stage and screen roles literally number in the dozens, and he has worked with everybody who is anybody over the past 20-plus years, from Bill Cosby to Halle Berry, John Travolta to Eddie Murphy. His talents have won him the Tony Award and garnered him nominations for the Emmy, the Writers Guild of America's Award. And yet, after all that, it feels though as if he's just getting started, as he's settling very nicely into the role of Captain Roy Montgomery on ABC's enormously entertaining new Smash Castle. And he has come by the show this evening to tell us all about his fantastic new role. So please give a warm Star Dish Radio welcome to the exciting and trancing Ruben Santiago Hudson.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great introduction.
Oh, thank you very much. You're welcome. Well deserved. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
Well, it's a true pleasure. Castle, I'm a huge fan of. I've had your co-star on my show a few times, Seamus Dever.
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy.
Yes, from his soap days on General Hospital, and when he did a little stint on Army Wives, he came by to talk about that also. Very sweet man.
Yeah, I like Seamus, and a fine actor, stage guy, too.
Yes, he's a theater guy as well. So let's get into you a little bit here, a little bit of your background. Tell me, like, where you grew up and your little 60-second bio.
Well, you know, I grew up in a place called Lackawanna, New York. And there's a wonderful
yeah,
movie called Lackawanna
really?
Blues. Yes, I
Can
grew
I
up in
Can I tell you, I live in Hamburg.
Did you?
I live
you
in
never
Hamburg
saw,
right now.
You're in Hamburg now?
Yes, this is where
well,
I
that's
live.
That's right
I
down,
moved here
what
last
is it?
Year.
What is it, 5 miles away from where I grew up?
Yep, it seriously is.
Yes, that's my home. That you never saw the movie Lackawanna Blues?
You know what? I've never seen it. I know all about it. I've been screened at to watch it, but I just never...
You have never lived if you have not seen Lackawanna Blues.
I'm going to watch it this weekend, though. I am. I promise you I am.
You got to see it. It'll bring up a lot of memories from my area. But I grew up in Lackawanna, New York. I went to Lackawanna High School. SUNY Binghamton is where I got my bachelor's. Wayne State University is where I got my first master's degree. I got my doctorate from Buffalo State College.
Wow.
And I've been acting professionally for 35 years.
Right.
Done 18 pilots, a few TV series, maybe 30, 40 movies, you know, several guest stars. So, you know, in over 100 plays. So
wow.
I've had
you're incredible.
A fruitful career. I mean, if there, you know, if blessings were bestowed upon anyone, I know I was in that line because I've been so fortunate. And,
right.
In the support and love that I've gotten from so many people around me. And
right.
without that, I wouldn't have anything. And so I continue to hopefully do people proud, those that have stood by me and supported me and have guided me along the way. And I continue to push myself, you know. I guess that kind of wraps it up in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I want to say I'm not originally from Hamburg. I'm from Yonkers, New York. I just moved to Hamburg. So when you said Lackawanna, I didn't even think this Lackawanna here. I don't know what I was thinking, but I certainly didn't think it was the one right down the road. But
yeah,
that's
a lot
funny.
Of Lackawannas, a lot of Lackawanna counties in Pennsylvania and different Lackawanna townships in different places. But mainly, you know, Native American names like Lackawanna, Cheektowaga, you know, so. But
yeah.
That's upstate.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what was your? Now I know you're a big theater guy, and I know theater is your first love. What was your first big break in the theater?
My first big break, I would think I've had so many breaks. I have to tell you, I've had so many, but I think my first big break was when I did Ceremonies and Dark Old Men in 1985. Off-Broadway at the Negro Ensemble Company with Douglas Turner Ward, who was the founder of the company.
Uh-huh.
That was my first New York star turn. And
right.
This wonderful reviewer and critic, if there can be a wonderful critic, her name was Edith Oliver, in the New Yorker said that I was the next best thing to hit the stage in New York. And from then on, people paid attention, and even though she kind of embellished you know, it was something that
right.
helped my career along, and God bless her, and she's moved on now and to another place. But that was my first big break in New York.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, you have, like you said, an extensive resume. Now, if you could, out of all those things, pick one favorite that you've done, what would it be?
Lackawanna Blues, the play, the one-man show that I did that spawned the movie and really changed my career again.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the highlight of my career. And after that, it would have to be Seven Guitars, which I won the Tony for on Broadway.
Right.
But Lackawanna Blues, the one-man show, because it was a love letter to my mother and the woman who had raised me and saved me from a life of whatever that life would have led. But she put me on the path to success and to self-motivation and to self-confidence. And without that, you know, and guidance, any kid would go wayward, you know, and she really put me on the right path. So Lackawanna Blues, the play, which I did at the Public, and I toured it around 14 cities, that was the highlight of my career.
Wow. That's got to be amazing. I wish I would have been able to see that.
I'm going to bring it back. I'm actually going to bring it to Buffalo one day.
Oh, you should. You know, they just reopened up that, I'm new to the area, so I want to
Arena?
Say No. Shea Theater? Is that what it's called?
No,
downtown Buffalo?
I wouldn't go into something that big. It's too big. It's too impersonal.
Oh, okay.
So
I've never been in there.
Day.
So, okay. See, I'm not too familiar with the downtown area yet and all the things
theater.
That they have
it's
to offer.
It's a historic theater. It's a beautiful theater, but it's not for plays, for one-man shows. It's like 3,000 seats or something. I'm going into, you know, probably 1,100, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, when you do bring it up, I definitely will come see it. I would like to see that. And I promise you,
well,
I am going to watch that movie this weekend.
We'll do another interview then when I bring it to Buffalo.
Absolutely, absolutely. now, so I was reading an article that the Binghamton University did on an appearance that you went back there to receive an award for. And in this, I think this was in 2005, in there you were quoted as saying, "In theater, I'm whole and I'm safe." Explain that to me.
Wow, I'll be saying some things, don't I? I come up with some
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you do. I'm theater, I'm whole, and I'm safe.
Because they do not shun all the aspects of my personality. In a theater, in the course of an evening, you will see me laugh, cry, be the hero, be the villain, be vulnerable, sensitive, and powerful, all in one evening. On TV or film, I'm limited to what my place is in that film. If I'm the bodyguard, I'm the bodyguard. I don't have a wife or a family or tears or joy. Well, I can't tell you how much I love Pinot Noir. You know, and on stage, I can go through the entire realm of my personality and my sensitivities. On film or TV, I'm cast into a slot to fulfill a position in that project, to a piece of the puzzle. And that's when I say wholeness on stage. When I say safe, is because I'm the editor. So the best of what I do is in my hands and not someone else's to say, this is the take we want.
Right.
So that's my safety. I'm the editor, and I believe and trust in my discipline, my training, and that I will not overdo it, but give you what you need for the reality of that character to be realized.
Okay. And you know, I'm going to go for one more quote from that article where you say, I think theater, film, TV, art should be transformative. It should change you. How has this craft changed you?
Well, it's changed me because it allows me to throw myself totally into other people's situations, problems, ideas, and lives. And so it gives me an opportunity to not only – I've been changed in portraying characters and in realizing characters, and I've been changed by experiencing theater, by being in an audience and watching other cultures, other religions, other sexual orientations, other socioeconomic backgrounds. I go home with people I've never gone home with before in the theater, whether I'm in a seat or I'm on the stage. And that has changed me in a lot of ways. It gives me much more humanity and sensitivity to other people's livelihoods and lives.
Right, right. Now, tell me about, let's talk about Castle for a few minutes. Tell me about how you came upon this role and what was so attractive about it for you.
I came upon the role the way any working actor, you know, I was called into audition. I auditioned. I was called back to a screen test, and won the role. Nothing's given to me with the Tonys, with the Humanitas, with the OBs, with the all the awards I've won, National Board of Reviews, out of critics. It doesn't matter. I have to go in and battle it out, and that's the way I got Castle. What attracted me to it was the whole premise and the people that had put it together, Andrew Marlowe, Rob Bowman. They wanted to, this character, and as you will see this season, I begin to grow. And they would allow me not to play the mean black captain, but a sensitive, willing human being, a person willing to sacrifice, willing to listen, and also willing to be the authority when need be. So they were willing to once we talked about it, to let me, span some of the wholeness of who I am when I talk about theater. You know, they'll let me have opportunities to show more sides of myself. And we're starting to deal with that now. You know, it's taken a while because we had to establish Nathan Stana, which I fully understand, and I fully supported that idea. And now we're going to start opening up. November 9th is a big show featuring me.
Okay.
And which is my coming out party. And you'll see a whole lot of Captain Montgomery that you hadn't seen before. And just like they promised me, they delivered.
Oh, wonderful. So we're definitely going to see a backstory. I definitely am interested in that because there's nothing more annoying to a viewer where you just have all these set characters like kind of, you know, sitting stagnant without knowing too much about what's going on behind them and what makes them the way that they are, you know, and so that's going to be really interesting to see.
Yeah, I reveal a lot in that one and more to come.
Wonderful. I'm happy about that. So tell me, I have a question from Brandon. His name is Brandon, and he wants to know, is Nathan Fillion as hysterical to work with in person as he is on the show? Like, are their personalities somewhat similar?
Absolutely. He is a hoot. He is one of the most generous, one of the most funny. He's wonderful to work with. There's no ego. And I've been in many a show and dealt with many ego. Nathan does not bring that to the set. He's a team player. He's a family guy.
Yeah.
When I say family guy, part of all of us, we're all together.
Right.
And he is funny as can be. I mean, I really enjoy working with him as well as the rest of the cast.
Right. I've never had the opportunity to speak to him, but there was one time when Seamus was supposed to come on the show, and he actually didn't call in, so we were sitting here. You know, just I was sitting here talking to myself and to the listeners, you know, waiting for him to call in, and he never did. So he emailed me from his phone a picture of him and Nathan wrote him like an absentee letter Dear Stardust Radio, Seamus had to work, Nathan Fillion. And so that was like, I was like, okay, I guess we could forgive you now. You know, no big deal. So I can assume it. Yeah, I would assume that he's like that. And what I like about him also is that he came from soaps, and he never forgets his soap roots. You know, he always goes back to One Life to Live when they want him. You know, we have some actors, when they come off of soap opera, they leave, and that's it.
I'll go back to All My Children if they need me, since Another World is gone. If All My Children need me, I'll come back and do a couple guest stars.
Who were you on All My Children?
Dr. McMillan. I was Simone's father.
Oh, my goodness, that's right. Oh, God. You know, you see, my memory is so bad. Oh, Terry Ivins played your daughter.
Yes, I was her father. I was her father.
That's right. Oh,
Dr.
And you know
Pete
what?
McMillan.
Oh, yes. Look at that, you see. And you know what? They could use you, too. All my children's going to hell in a handbasket right now.
No, they're going to be okay. They're moving to L.A., but that kind of shook up New York.
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm a good fan of theirs, but it's been pretty rough. Let's see. Mishy in the chat room, I'd like to hear him talk a bit about his experiences on other shows before Castle. Well, we already talked about Castle a little bit, so Mishy, you're going to have to tell me what show you want to hear about, because he's done a zillion of them. And I'm sure, you know, we can just pick one. Pick one and we'll talk about it, and we'll do that. Jelly's Last Jam, how is that working with Gregory Hines?
You're getting ready to make me cry. You know,
oh.
I love Gregory Hines like a brother. Gregory was so good to me. He was, we became best friends and shared many great memories. But to watch him every night hit that stage in improv with Savion Glover and the whole world's waiting to sing your song, that big opening number. Oh my goodness. I cannot put it in words. It was just they would do something different every night. Gregory was the most gracious star, and he was truly a star that I had ever met. He would sign every autograph. He would greet every grandmother. He would hug every baby. And he taught me what it meant to be gracious and be a star. And I'm not a star, but I'm tremendously gracious. I hope people see that part of me when they meet me.
Right. Oh, so now you're completely based out in California, or you go back and forth from coast?
I live in New York City, but I work in California, so I'm home every couple of weeks. I live in New York.
Mhm. Okay. Well, Gregory Hines, I know he did a movie in Yonkers, actually. He did with Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston, Preacher's Wife, and I know some people that actually got to meet him, and they had wonderful experiences meeting him there. So it's nice to hear that it
was
genuine.
Gregory was the real deal, you know, and I just, you know, I miss him every day. I must admit, I miss him. I don't think a day goes by that I don't miss Gregory Hines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't want to bring up something sad.
It's not sad. I mean, it's really a joy. I mean, because when you're working with him in Jelly's Last Jam, you know, originally that role was played by a good friend of mine named Oba Babatunde. And when Gregory came in to take over the role, I was initially going to leave because Oba and I had a great history. And Gregory sat me down and basically appealed to me that I should stay, and he and I would also become friends, he thought, and that, you know, he would love me to stay and he would treat me real good. And I stayed. And he was right. I mean, it was a great, great experience, and we became best of friends. And I learned something from him about entertaining, about Broadway, about history. Every day that I worked with him was a joy.
Okay. Well, we have another question from Mishy. She wants to know, if you could pick any show to be in, one that you haven't done before, what would it be and why?
A show that I don't watch a lot of television. So I don't know, but the little bit that I've seen, if I could pick one show to be in, it would probably be Mad Men, because I would like to show that black people did advertising too in those days, because I know they think that we didn't do advertising, but we were advertising too, because we sure were buying products. So it would be interesting to have a black advertising exec come in.
Oh, okay.
And that probably would be the show. I only saw it once, and I enjoyed it very much. Thought it was very talented cast, very well done. But right. It was a big absence other than maids or elevator men of color. And I said, wow, wouldn't it be interesting to have a savvy old ad man that was saying, you know, we advertise too. People fail to realize, and every time I mention that to somebody just on the side to talk about how much they love it, I said, well, where are the black folks? And they said, well, you know, this is the 60s or the 50s, and there was no, I said, no, we were advertising. We were sure buying products.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we advertising in a different place and different advertising agencies, but that clash or that assimilation of the two would be interesting to see. So probably Mad Men.
Okay. So there's your answer, Mishy. Now I have someone labeled as the Castle fan. Can you please ask Ruben how it is to work with Stana Katic?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my girl. At my screen test, that was the first person I met, Stana Katic. And, I mean, she is really pronounced Katish, but nobody pronounces it that way, Stana Katic. She was, from the minute I saw her, she came over and firmly shook my hand and smiled and said, Mr. Santiago, it's good to meet you. And I said, Mister, I said, you're making me an old man, you know. And we and we hit it off from that moment. And you know, we greet each other each day with a hug and a kiss and start our day off. And she's just very talented, a star in the making. She's going to be a star with or without Castle. And
aww.
She's somebody to reckon with in this business. And
Right.
Big things to come. Hopefully we keep her at Castle and we run Castle for a long time.
Right. Well, Castle is doing very well. I was reading that actually in the ratings last Monday, it beat the ratings up against Jay Leno, which is pretty darn good from what I'm told. You know, I mean, I'm not a huge TV watcher, but I watch what I want to watch. And I know Jay Leno is supposed to be doing very well, but you guys actually beat him out.
No, we doubled Jay Leno. Jay Leno did 4.9 million, and we did 10 million.
Oh, okay.
We're out of all the shows that go up against Jay Leno, we're the ones that beating him the worst.
Okay.
Beating him, I guess, best or the worst. It's no comparison. We're a scripted drama with an excellent cast against a guy sitting with guests, and people I think want to see. They want to go back to the days of Columbo and Mannix and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these shows that had these great stars, and Nathan is a legitimate television star. He's
right.
One of those guys you have to watch, like Tony Shalhoub and Monk.
Yes.
And
right.
People like these shows that they have these characters that they can follow.
Mm-hmm.
And their quirks and their styles and the way they do things. And we have one of those shows, and we have one of those legitimate television stars in Nathan Fillion. So,
right.
I think we're on the right track, and I think ABC would be doing a good thing by renewing us very soon.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a very nice, lighthearted crime show, but it's just that. It's lighthearted and comedic as well. You know, it's definitely got all the qualities in a show that I would like to watch. It's very hard to capture people's attention right now with television. You know, I mean, you go from watching something like All My Children, where women and people just have watched it every single day for so many years. Once the story starts to fall, people stop watching. And then when you keep putting these silly wash, rinse, repeat shows on the network every time, you know, a new season starts, nobody wants to invest their time in watching it. But Castle is one of those where I sat and I watched it from the beginning when Seamus told me he was going to be on it. Loved it, and you just keep going. There's no break. No break.
I agree with you.
So now I have a question also about your Law & Order days, doing episodes on Law & Order. Tell us a little bit about working on Law & Order. You were on Criminal Intent and SVU?
I was on SVU, but I did seven of the Papa, you know, the big show, the main show.
The main show with Esapapa Murkison, who
yes,
was also in Lackawanna Blues.
Yes, she was the star of Lackawanna Blues, but I've done seven shows there, and I did one SVU.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. Very good show, New York actors, New York extras. You know, just get out of my roll out of the bed and go down there. So I really enjoy hitting that set and well-oiled machine. The people there know my work very well because most of them go to the theater. And so, you know, Sam Waterston and I have done, you know, classical theater workshops together, Shakespeare workshops together. So we've known each other. And we have a good time together. Epatha is always a treat. And I just enjoy that show because I get to even though I never win the cases because like, I'm going up against Sam, you know, and always telling him, this was my show, I'd have won that case. I had better evidence and a better, you know, I presented my case better than you, Sam, and it's always fun.
Were you friends with Jerry Orbach?
He was a hero of mine. We weren't very good friends, but every time I came to the show, he greeted me because we were both Tony Award winners.
Right,
so he would always come over and give me the Tony Award winner handshake.
Okay.
So he was a guy that I thought there was nobody better in the business as far as delivering the last line of the setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very sad.
Take you out of a scene better than anybody in the business with one line.
Yeah. I watch all three of them, but, you know, Law & Order is another one of those shows where you sit down, it grabs you, and you can watch the repeats till you're blue in the face. It doesn't matter how many times you've seen them. That's another one of those shows that I like too. You know, it takes a lot to keep me interested. I mean, I get bored very easily, but with television, you know. But and I'm really sick of all the reality shows on television right now myself. But I think it takes away from the good actors. I don't know.
I've never seen a reality show. I don't know. I've never seen them. I've never seen a reality show, so I really don't know.
It's like a train wreck. You know, it's like one of those things when you start watching and you just can't stop. It's like, oh, my God, really? 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 Got to see how it ends. But, yeah, they're train wrecks, definite train wrecks. Let's see here. There's something else that I wanted. Can you ask Ruben if he read Heat Wave, please?
No, I have not read Heat Wave. I do so much reading and research for the scripts that I write for film and theater that I have books. As I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm looking at 6 books stacked up on my table.
Wow!
And I don't get a chance to do too much leisure reading. You know, reading for fun. I'm reading always, researching something. So not yet, but I will get around to it.
Well, what do you have in the works as far as theater coming up?
I just wrote a new play, which I should be workshopping in May, a couple-week workshop in May to try to hone it in and get it really ready. I'm also writing a major motion picture for a big Hollywood star, which I cannot name because it's at Universal Pictures. So those two things are my writing jobs right now. And looking forward to directing a new piece, probably Alfred Urey's new play, who wrote Driving Miss Daisy and Parade. He has a new play that he's asked me to direct, and it looks like I probably will sign on.
Okay. Yeah, they're asking me to have you talk more about your writing. What do you think, other than for the ones that just tuned in, Lackawanna Blues is by far his favorite. So we established already. So other than that, what do you give me another favorite of yours besides Lackawanna Blues for the girls in the chat room.
Lackawanna Blues is the big time favorite, and I had a good time in Devil's Advocate.
With Keanu Reeves, right?
Yes, and Al Pacino. Their Eyes Were Watching God is a big fave of mine. I did a little movie that was pretty sensational called Winning Girls Through Psychic Mind Control with Bronson Pinchot, which is, if you ever get your hands on that movie, that's something to see. Those are my movie favorites, my theater favorites, which are the ones that the ones I wrap both my arms around. Seven Guitars, August Wilson's Seven Guitars, August Wilson's Gem of the Ocean, Shakespeare's Measure for Measure, which I did with Kevin Kline and Andre Brower and Lisa Gay Hamilton. That was one of my faves. Soldier's Play was one of my big favorites at the Negro Ensemble Company. Those plays are in my television. Dear John was I was a regular on Dear John the last season for about 4 or 5 episodes, which was big fun. Michael Hayes,
good.
I had a great time.
Okay,
you know,
right.
But so much in such a short time of life, you know.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you have one impressive list of credits, and I can only see it getting longer and longer and longer. And when you do come to bring your show to Buffalo, you got to let me know because I definitely want to come and see it.
Oh, for sure. It'll be a lot of noise in Buffalo when I bring Lackawanna Blues because they've been beckoning.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be fabulous.
I've had people put up funding, and I said, I can't do it yet. I'm doing a TV show, and I'm doing this and that. But give me a couple years, and I'm going to bring it to Buffalo, and we're going to have a ball.
Oh, that'll be fabulous. I don't know. What I want everybody to know in the chat room is that Captain Roy Montgomery is going to have a huge episode coming up on November 9th because they're asking for your backstory. Are we going to see your backstory? They're typing in the chat room. We're going to see November 9th a lot more about Captain Roy Montgomery and hopefully find out what makes him tick.
Well, some of what makes him tick, he's a big clock. It's a lot of ticking. It's a lot of ticking going on there, Joanne.
Well, that's all right. As long as they keep bringing it back, we'll find out a whole lot more. I mean, you know. So, I mean, we're in season two. I can guarantee you season three. There's no way. I have people in the chat room telling me they just received their season set of season one on DVD. And they say,
great.
So this is going to be the one that ABC needs to keep. This is going to be, you know, like ABC's, I can't even think of a show on ABC in primetime that would compare to Castle as far as longevity would go. So let's use like Seinfeld or Friends.
Well, they have a good slate there now with Grey's Anatomy and this new show, Flash Forward. Some good comedies, Modern Family, Cougar Town.
I like that one.
So ABC is coming on, and I think Castle combined with Dancing with the Stars wins that Monday. We win it.
It definitely does.
We come in second to CSI Miami, and if they stay with us, eventually we'll overtake them.
Exactly.
Because I think people are getting tired of the brooding star, and I think Nathan, with his light and his humor, I think we'll win out. You know, because CSI is more a brand, and we are a show that has fresh characters and new stars. And I think that eventually will wear down that old brand. And
if they
give us more time and more attention and some advertising money, I think we'll wear them down.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a group on Facebook, Save Castle, Keep Castle. There's, like, a ton of groups on Facebook to keep the show going. And just for the average Castle fan, I mean, I don't know who runs the Richard Castle page, but he's forever typing stuff in there, and people are always responding to him. So it's nice to see. Is it really him doing that?
I think it's Nathan.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fabulous if he is doing it like that because it really plays well with the fans. And he's saying how, you know, he'll sit there and he talks as if he is the character. And, you know, that's the character and that's his Facebook page. So it's great the way that they have it in there.
I'm pretty sure it's Nathan. I've seen him doing it. So
okay.
I don't know if there's another guy doing it, but I know Nathan does some of it too.
Okay. Oh, they're all confirming it. Yes, Nathan. It is Nathan. Okay, it's Nathan. Very good. Very good. Well, you know what? As long as, you know, you have the fans behind you, you are going to last a long time. It's definitely going to be a nice long run for Castle, in my opinion.
Well, we appreciate the support. I mean, the support has been great, and the fans have been great, and I can't tell you how grateful we are to the fans and the people that watch and support it.
Right. Now, Ruben, you have a face. Can we follow you on Facebook, or are you doing Twitter? What are you doing as far as
technical
stuff?
I'm one of those guys that don't – I have a Facebook, but I don't respond to it. Very little do I respond to it.
Well, that's why you didn't accept me as a friend yet, Ruben.
No, I don't accept any friends. My son put me on it, and I don't accept it because then it will distract me from my writing, and then I won't write. I'll be writing to people on Facebook. Hey, how you doing? Thank you for your, and I just can't get distracted because I have deadlines.
Oh my gosh! You know what? That's okay. I understand. I definitely understand. Well, I'll tell you. I know I kept you longer than I was supposed to, but I could just go on all night with this. You have to come back when the show is re-signed for the third season. You definitely got to come back when you bring Lackawanna Blues to Buffalo. And just keep me updated on what's going on.
Well, you know, I really appreciated your hospitality and for having me. And like I say, thank you to all the people that watch and support Castle. And I will give a big shout-out to when I get to work on Monday to everybody that I was on the show. I was on Stardish, and I spoke to you. And we'll see if we can rouse Nathan Ostano around.
Oh, yeah, you see that? Yeah. Okay, tell Nathan he needs to come on here. He wrote me a letter. He needs to come on the show now. That's the way it goes.
I'll work on him, okay? I'll work on him for you, you know, because you live in Hamburg.
Oh, I know. You know what? I love it, though. I, you know, people think I'm crazy for living here, but I think it's fabulous.
It is.
I don't really think it's
place.
It's beautiful. It really is. I mean, I'm only 10 minutes away from the Bills Stadium. The winters, really, I was here for a full winter. I didn't think it was that different than growing up in Yonkers. You know, I don't see what the big deal is, honestly.
Well, I usually come into town in July to do a golf tournament with one of my buddies to raise money for the Lackawanna High School football team. And
okay.
We golf in Hamburg. We have the tournament right there in Hamburg.
On Camp Road.
Yeah, and my nanny, the woman
right
who raised
there.
Me, is buried. She's buried right there in that cemetery right there near the Lakeview, Lakeside.
Yes, that's right. That's right down the street from where I live. I know exactly where it is.
I go
right
there. My son
goes to Frontier High School.
Well, they usually had a big football players. But,
mm-hmm.
I go there to visit her grave every time I'm in Buffalo and I go off there in July. So anyway,
oh,
I appreciate
wonderful.
Talking to you.
Oh, Ruben, I couldn't be happier. But before I let you go, can I ask you to do a promo for me? Like, hi, this is Ruben Santiago Hudson on Stardish Radio, something like that?
I normally don't do them.
Oh, okay.
I hate to you know, deny you, but normally I don't usually do them because I do so many voiceovers.
Oh, okay,
My agent always tells me don't do promos. And I'm like, well, why? Listen to me. That's why I'm your agent.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? He knows better than me, so that's all right with me. That's
so
okay.
I'm
all his advice because he's going
to
keep making you the money. That's okay. As long as you keep coming back, I'm not worried about it.
Oh, I'm coming back. You can't keep me off, okay?
All right, Ruben. You go have yourself a wonderful night, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too. Everyone,
bye-bye.
The fabulous Ruben Santiago Hudson. Please make sure you watch Castle on Monday nights. Check your local listings. As you heard him, the man will try and come back as soon as he can when things are going on. And that wraps up another edition of Stardish Radio. Don't forget to come back on Tuesday, the 20th of October, for some reality television stars. Yvonne Sabato, Antonio Sabato Jr.'s mom, is coming on to talk about her stint on the My Antonio show on VH1. So make sure you come back for that. And we will definitely keep you informed. You know what? I'm going to work on some more people from the cast. Stana, I'm being told. You can go to the Facebook, the Stardish Radio Facebook fan page and throw your suggestions up on my page so I know who you guys want to have on the show. I mean, I have no issue with trying to get them. You put them up there, and I will definitely try my best to get them to come on the show. That's the way we go here. So, again, don't forget to come back to Tuesday the 20th for Yvonne Sabato to talk about her son Antonio Sabato Jr.'s show, My Antonio, on VH1. Until next time, people, talk to you later.
My best friend is a hungry lion. We sit on the rooftop praying to Zion. The manager's whip is tipped with iron. I juggle for laughs while my inside's crying. I am a unhappy clown in this circus and galaxy. I wear the smiling frown, a single tear for tragedy. Boom, boom, boom.
fussing. Told me he'd make something from my nothing. But all I got was an empty stomach. I am an unhappy clown. In this circus and galaxy, I wear the smiling frown. A single tear for tragedy. Ooh.